Master, you have the floor, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous vous remercions d'avoir convoqué cette importante réunion et pour votre direction déjà faite pendant cette semaine. Le développement des technologies qui assurent les systèmes d'armes létal autonomes avance rapidement et suscite un grand intérêt chez les Canadiens. À la conférence d'examen de la CCAC en 2016, nous avons rejoint la majorité des États en soutenant la création de ce groupe d'experts. Le Canada reconnaît le CCAC comme le forum plus approprié pour tenir ces discussions et nous espérons que nous continuerons à nous réunir en 2018. Ces discussions menées à travers un dialogue ouvert et collaboratif aideront à donner forme aux conversations internationales et au développement des politiques dans un monde où la technologie avance à un rythme soutenu. Mr. Chair, we're very pleased that the GG is taking place, but the setbacks and cancellations in the meeting agenda this year underline the importance of ensuring that CCCW has the financial and human capacity to fulfill its mandate. Steps need to be taken to ensure that all state parties pay their assessed contributions on time so that we can address the many important matters of shared concern in this forum. The need for these meetings is underlined by the fact that the technologies do continue to evolve and capabilities advance, even as there remains considerable lack of agreement on key concepts and even definitions. In light of these factors, it's important as we move forward to ensure that the consensus-building process remains fundamental to any normative initiative. Through this, we restate our firm commitment to international humanitarian law and international human rights law, and believe any legal discussions about law should center on urging better compliance with international humanitarian law, including the obligation for all states to ensure the lawfulness of their weapons, means, and methods of warfare. These should be our constant reference points. Canada is supportive of developing key transparency and confidence building measures, and we look forward to continuing to explore these and other ideas here and in the future. In that regard, an important part of the discussions on laws has centered on discussions of levels of human interaction with autonomous weapons. In the recently released Canadian Defence Policy document, Strong, Secure, Engaged, the Government of Canada has committed to maintain, quote, appropriate human involvement in the use of military capabilities that can exert lethal force, close quote. We also urge all contracting parties to factor in the human rights and gender dimensions of laws in these discussions, as well as in national interventions and representation of women experts in consultations and in dialogues to forums such as this. To conclude, we wish to express our appreciation to India and to you for chairing this GGE, and our many thanks to those who contributed the substantive working papers for this meeting. I thank you.